brings me fresh fruit and vegetables, which appears that were cut off today on Yom Tov. He brings it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. We're talking Yom Tov because this is Maseches Beitzah, but the din is the same Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if it appears that the Nachri cut it off today, if it's clear that it was cut off on Erev Yom Tov, there's no problem. But if it appears that it may have been cut off on Yom Tov, so then Osir, it's forbidden for any Yisrael. Sounds like it's forbidden for, let's say, cut it off for me. He's a good friend of mine, my next door neighbor. He goes in his backyard, he cuts off some tomatoes or whatever, and he gives it to me. Here it is. He just cut it off on Yom Tov. So then not only am I not allowed to eat it, my Bnei Bais are not allowed to eat it, even other Yidden come, whom he clearly didn't have in mind for them, also not allowed to eat it. That's what it sounds like, also to everybody. And number one, and then number two, Erev Nami Asur Mechleshi Asur, you have to wait till after Yom Tov, till after Shabbos is over, the amount of time that it would take, Mechleshi Asur, let's say it's in his backyard, it took him 5 minutes to do the Melochas. I wait another 5 minutes after Havdalah. If you had to walk to the farm, and there's no bus, so you had to walk for an hour and then pluck it off in 5 minutes, then come back. So I have to wait 2 hours and 5 minutes, the amount of time that it took Bechdei Shiasu for him to do the Malach. What if it's a Suffolk? What if I can't tell whether it was cut off on Yom Tov or an Erev Yom Tov? But normally the whole thing is only Midrabanan. The whole din that we're dealing with is, it's not a din der Aisa, this din that you're not allowed to eat. So you should have said Suffolk Derabanan Lekula. But the Gemara said earlier, that's what we learned last week, that Suffolk Derabanan Lekula doesn't apply in this case, because this is considered a Dovah Sheesh L'Matirin. Why eat the bananas? Why eat the tomatoes now? Wait till after Avdolah, you'll eat it tonight. So even when there's a Suffolk, whether it was cut off today, or cut off on Erev Yom Tov, we are still Machmer on this. That's a Shaila in Shulchan Aruch. That's a Shaila in Shulchan Aruch. They quote from the Rishonim that it's questionable.
What's the reason?
So that we ran through quickly last week in Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. What's the reason for this din? And there was an afkamin there between Rashi and Taisus based on what the reason is. So Rashi claims that the halacha is that it's not proper to be nene from Malacha Shanasis, the Shabbos of the Yom Tov, even though the Nochri did it, the Hetzer. Nochri is allowed to do, other Rabbi, the Nochri is not allowed to be a Shem Shabbos. The Nochri has to do a Malacha every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. He's not allowed to observe a day like Shabbos. But nonetheless, when the Nochri does a Malacha, it is considered a Malacha.
If he does it for himself, then he brings him to the Yom Tov.
If the Nachri does it for himself, so then the whole thing doesn't apply. It's only if he did it on behalf of the Yisrael.
But still he does it for himself.
So then he's permitted. Then the Yid is permitted to eat it, even on Yom Tov. The Malacha was not done for the Yid.
He's in the business,
and he does for whoever the customers will be. So whoever the customers will be. So then it says in the Gemara in Erevin, that's what Tosis quotes. So Gemara in Erevin, Daf, not Daf Manhei, that's the wrong Daf here. Daf Lametes, there's a long Tosis. Ahu Tavya, at Zvi. The Gemara tells a story that the Nochem went hunting, and they caught a wild deer. And they brought the deer into the city. It was alive, and they brought the deer into the city on Yom Tov. Who wants to buy the deer, they'll sell it, and whoever buys it can eat it. So the Gemara says that rave of the inhabitants of the city, rave of the potential customers, were nachri. Okay. So even though there was a miut of Yisrael, that's considered as a nachri shasa. They did seder. They violated the malach of seder. The goy is allowed to do seder. There's no problem. But if the goy did seder on behalf of the Yisrael, then Yisrael is not allowed to be nene from it. But here the goy did it. He didn't have in mind any specific person. He had in mind whoever will buy it.
Pay the highest price.
Whoever pays the highest price. So the majority of the people in the city were nachrim. And it turned out that he agreed to buy it. He didn't pay him the money on Yom Tov. He said, I'll pay you after Yom Tov whatever you want. Because there's more later about the buying things on Yom Tov. You're not supposed to talk about the money. Say, I want to take it, and we'll make an agreement how much it's going to cost after Yom Tov. Whatever it costs, I'll pay.
You say me Shabbos Giver, it's only make the first.
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah. So the Gemara says there that since the rove of the people in the city were Nachrim, so it's considered as a Nachri Shas Malach of Ishmael Nachri. So even though the winner was the Jew, when he came in he said, "Who wants to buy the live deer?" So the Jew said, "I want to buy." So it turns out that it was really Nachri Shas Malach of Ishmael Yisrael. But since the Nachri didn't know who was going to buy, at the time that he was hunting, he had in mind whoever the customer will be. So since he didn't have in mind anybody specific, so the rove were. When Nachum, so that's considered Nachum Shas Malach of Bishvil Nachum. That's considered
Nachum.
Right. So
why have a meal
al Mila? So let me explain again. You're already a mile ahead of me. Let me explain again. So the Gemara has a din. If the Nachri went fishing for me, or he plucked off the fruits of the vegetables and he gives it to me on Yom Tov, so I'm not allowed to eat it and no one else is allowed to eat it. Why? So Rashi gives one explanation, Tezis gave a different time. So Rashi claims that the reason is that it's not permissible midirabbanan. We're talking at midirabbanan. It's not proper midirabbanan that a Jew should be nena from Malacha Shanasis to Shabbos of the Yom Tov. So therefore, not only are you not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, you're not even allowed to eat it on Mitzvah Yom Tov, but up until the Chodesh Yas. Otherwise, it'll come out that you got Hanor from the fact that a Malacha was done on Yom Tov. So Tosfos asks, how can that be? There's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Rab Meir and Rab Yude in the first Perek in Chulin, in the middle of Gittin, in Perek HaNizokin. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim by a Jew who does Malacha B'Shabbos. So if the Jew does Malacha B'Shabbos B'Mezit, so there's a penalty with the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to be Nene. What if the Jew did the Malacha B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, not B'Mezit? So that's a Machlek Tamei Rav Yudah, but the Kansu Shog got the Mezit, Allah Kansu Shog got the Mezit. And the Gemara relates this Machlek is to many other cases. A person planted a tree in the middle of Shemitah, where they did it B'Shogeg, B'Mezit. If he planted the tree B'Mezit, we penalize him. Everybody knows that Shemitah you're not allowed to plant trees. The guy goes ahead and he plants, so then we penalize him that you have to chop down the tree. So what if he forgot? He didn't know that you're not allowed to plant a tree b'shmita. Whatever, he didn't know that this was not so shmita. Whatever the case was. So that's our machlokes satanai when it comes to shogot to meizer. The reim avatan isel lechatchila. You're not allowed to mix in treifas. And what if you did mix in, but you have shishim? But since you did it b'meizer, so it's not bottled b'shishim. What if you poured it in b'shogig? What if you poured it? You didn't realize that this is a treif ingredient. You poured it in, and then it turns out you didn't realize that it's forbidden to mix it in. And then you have shishim. So do you say even b'shogeg comes to shogeg? Amazing. By the machlokes satanai, you know, I'll do malacha on chalamoid. What if certain malachas are forbidden on chalamoid? So if a person plants a tree on chalamoid, you're not allowed to. What if he plants a tree? So if he did it b'mezid, would penalize him. You have to chop down a tree. What if he planted a tree b'shogeg? You never heard of the dinim of chalamoid. You penalize there also. So it's this big machlokes when it comes to shogeg amazing. So take suspect akasha. But if not for that, come to Shogot the Mezid, if not for that issue, which is really a universal issue in Kala Tarkul, it's not a Shabbos Dik and Machlokes. So then the din would have been you only penalized if the Yisrael litany put on the light B'Mezid. If the Yisrael cooked the food, Hamavash of the Shabbos B'Mezid. But if he did the Hamavash of the Shabbos B'Shogeg, is Teyachel. You're permitted to eat the food. Half of the Tanaim hold that if you did the Malach of B'Shogeg, you're allowed to eat the food. So Tosfos suspect Akasha. Ayid does Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, that's less than a goy. Ayid does Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, has to bring a korban chatas. A goy does malacha b'shabbos is mutlis, a mitzvah that he should do malacha. So Rashi holds you're not allowed to get hanor from the malacha that the goy did, and if Ayid does malacha that he needs a chil a korban chatas for, you are allowed to get hanor. Even if we pass Kaham Ravashal b'shabbos b'shogeg is also, that's not because you're not allowed to get hanor, that's because Kansu Shogot amazes. That's a dumb machlokes that applies in Kala Tarakula. The Tosfos says, it should really have been mutter. The Tosfos says it doesn't hold water. How can Rashi maintain such a shita that the reason why you're not allowed to eat, how come Shas Malach B'Shuli said not allowed to eat it, is because in order not to get on Akam Malach Shabbos, there is no such halacha. There is no such halacha. So that's why Tosfos gives a different shot. They say that the Chazal, when they introduced the prohibition of Amir Liyakum, they knew that this is that certain mitzvahs have more mazel than others. That's the Zohar that they quote. Hakol Talib Mazel, Afilu Sefer Torah Shebehechem. They have 10 Sefer Torah Yeran Kodesh, and every day they lane from the same Sefer Torah. And the other 9 Nebuchs, they have no mazel. So the same Achrayim say there's some mitzvahs that have more mazel than others. So this Din the Rabbanon, Amir Liyakum didn't have too much mazel. The Tanoim knew in advance it's not going to be too lucky a Din, because they made so many loopholes. They said, if it's a shvuz, the shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutter. And Amir Liyakum b'makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is mutter. And Amir Liyakum b'makom Tzav Balechayim is mutter. To milk the cows on Shabbos, yes, to milk the cows b'makom Tzav Balechayim. And if there's a sreifa in the shul, they're going to burn down your ladder, ask the goy to carry out the sefer Torah. So there's so many loopholes. When it's mutter, and the b'makom mitzvah the rabbi mamir lachem, if the era falls down, so you ladder ask the goy to do melacha deraisa to fix the era, because it's a mitzvah the rabbi, someone's going to carry. So there's so many loopholes. So it already became like Nasis Kehet, everybody knows. The Professor Katz from Eretz Yisrael, the famous professor in Jewish history, put out a whole book on about Goy Shel Shabbat, the institution of the Shabbos Goy, the whole historical development of the institution of Shabbos Goy. And everybody knows, everybody uses a Shabbos Goy. Turn on the lights in the shul, turn off the lights in the shul. Everybody uses a Shabbos Goy, even though the Heterim are really very restricted, very limited. Very limited. So Tosis says that Tanoim knew that this is not going to have too much mazel, as it hasn't had. So they were concerned if someone is going to, if a Nachri is going to do a Malach on his own. Let's say my next door neighbor will pluck off some fruits or vegetables or go fishing for me. And then he'll give it to me and tell me he did it on his own. So if and the Malach should be that it's mutter. So if we'll observe that din, that it's takamutta for me to eat the fish and to eat the fruits and the vegetables, so people will go tell him, Erev Yontif, on Yontif, we'll tell him to do it, but I'll tell him, make it look like an accident. Make believe that you did it on your own. Don't tell all the Jewish people that I asked you to do it. So the goy will come and make believe, I'll tell him, I'll pay him in advance and make believe that he did it on his own. So Tosfos says, in order to prevent this from happening, so the Tanoim said that even if it's really true that the Nachri did it on his own, we still don't allow you to eat it up until, and if they'll allow you to eat it right after Abdullah, so you'll also gain. Let's say he has to go fishing, he has to go out for an hour, and has to come back for an hour, he has to go fish for an hour. So the whole story of fishing takes 3 hours. So if you'll only say, you're not allowed to eat the fish that was caught on Yonta, but on Mitzvah Yonta, you can eat it right away. So take that right, I'll ask the guy to go fishing for me on Yonta. So that right after Havdalah, I'll eat the fresh fish. I won't have to wait 3 hours later. So Tug Dach Vaitanish, this will still leave. It is Gzera, correct. The whole Amir Liakim is only Gzera de Rabbanan. This is to deter people from violating the Amir Liakim, right? So the Balatanya writes about the Gzera Ligzera. He doesn't write it on this, he writes it in Hilchos Shabbos on another din. Taisus in the beginning of Kolabasa, the sugya about Gzera L'Gzera, the main sugya is in the beginning of Kolabasa, the end of Chulat. So Taisus writes on that Gemara, you can never tell whether something is a Gzera L'Gzera and it's mutter, or it's not a Gzera L'Gzera. Yeah. So the Balatanya, Kulachot Gzera, so the Balatanya gives a little bit what the Klal is in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So he says, whenever it's very likely that if you allow what's permissible, it probably will lead to a violation of the Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's very likely, how likely is it? Is it 90% likelihood? Is it 50%? Or is it 1% likelihood? So he says, if it's only 1%, you don't even make a Gzera D'Rabbanan on a Deraisa. Milsad Lo Shchichla Goz B'Rabbanan. But let's say it's a 25% likelihood that if you'll allow this, people will violate an Avera. Then it makes sense to make an Issa D'Raisa. And there are bottom you don't, but what if it's, let's say, 50% likely that people will violate the Issa? So then if my Issa, there are bottom, it makes sense to make a Gzera. That he says, whenever it's a Gzera Kreiva, I think that's the Lashon that he uses, whenever it's a Dova Karavin, whenever it's highly likely, the likelihood is very high that if you leave what's mutter, the Hetero, it'll lead to an Avera, there are bottom, then you should make a Gzera, there are bottom. So that's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. So the Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos was, that's what we discussed last week, when you have 2 days Yontif, in Chutzlars, when you have 2 days Yontif, the Nachri, let's say, plucked off the fruits or the vegetables, or he went fishing on the first day Yontif. So the din is, you're not allowed to eat the fresh fruits or vegetables or the fish on the first day Yontif. You have to wait till the Chdei Shiyata. So Rashi says, Rashi quotes the last, Rashi quotes, it was a big machlekes, whether the Chdei Shiyata means into the night of the second day Yontif, you have to wait 3 hours. It took 1 hour to go fishing, to go to the place, and then 1 hour to fish and 1 hour to come back. Took 3 hours, the whole story of fishing. It isn't sufficient if you wait 3 hours into Tzeisach Kechavim of Leil Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, or do you have to wait 3 hours after Havdalah, after the second day Yontif is over? So Rashi had a machlekes with the other Gdolim before him and his contemporaries. So Rashi says it doesn't make any sense to say that you have to wait till the second night. It's not a manavsha. If the first day is Yontif, then then you're allowed to do Malach on the second day. That's chol. So you waited the Chdei Shiyasa. You're allowed to do Malach on the second day. So why do you say no? But Lamaisa, you're not allowed to do malach. You're not allowed to do malach on the second day is on the assumption that maybe yesterday was erev yontif. Yesterday was chosif yontif. Yesterday was chosif. So what are you making exer drabon? The Rashi says mimonav shecha has to be mut. If you wait 3 hours into the after tzeisa kum on the second night of yontif, is mutar ready to be nene. And Taisa says, no, what are you talking about? How can it be? The whole reason, that's Rashi, the Shittasai. The Rashi understands that the reason for this prohibition, the Rabban, is in order not to be nana from Malacha Shanas and the Shabbos of the Yontif. So it's Mimonim Shav, what do you mean not to be nana? If the first day was Yontif, the second day is not Yontif, so you could have gone fishing tonight. On the second night, Elamai, you say, you're not allowed to go fishing tonight. Why? Because maybe yesterday was cold. If yesterday was cold, I'm not being nana from Malacha Yontif, so Mimonim Shav. So that Rashi is Lishitasa with his reason why it's off. But Tyson says, the reason that we gave, which is the accepted reason of Shulchan Aruch, like Tyson says, that the reason why you have to wait B'chdei Shiyasu is in order to deter people from violating Amir Liakum. So here up other people will violate Amir Liakum. They'll tell the guy, go fishing for me on the first day Yontif, so I'll be able to eat a fresh fruit on the second day Yontif. There's a likelihood that it will lead to Amir Liakum. The Taisa said you have to ask her. In fact, you should really ask her 3 days in a row. Let's say you have 3 days Yontif. 2 days Yontif and Shabbos is beginning at the end. So really, you should ask her even 3 days in a row. You should say, if the Nochri did the Malacha for the Yisrael on the first day, you're not allowed to eat it, or binana, until the 3 hours are up after the third day is over. So Taisa says, yeah, they think that's too far-fetched. They wait the last few lines. They say that the Yid is going to violate Amir Eliyakum, that the guy should go fishing on the first day, in order that he should eat the fresh fruits and vegetables 3 days later. They think that's absolutely too far fetched. They think you should be makel over there. Sure, you should be makel over there.
Why aren't you afraid
no.
that people will,
have
first eggs?
And
say,
no, no, what do you want to say? People will say that.
People will say, that this egg wasn't really born today. It wasn't
They can say the egg was born on Aryan. They can say if they want to tell a lie, so they can say the egg was born on Aryan. Apparently, that's not kosher. Apparently, that's easier to tell.
Could it be that we have so many chumras on Yontif, Takonis? Only simple for the a lot of things we don't understand why we have a lot of questions. Could be for the main reason that people on what you call Yontif have more tendency to break it and quote it rather than on Shabbat. On Shabbat, there is a yok.
Shabbat, everybody knows it's machon.
You could not cross it on Yontif. You try to find out how
That's on the first daf. That's right. On the first daf, the Gemara has that. But here, this din is the same on Shabbos and Yontif. This is not a difference. By Muktzah, the Gemara has like that. But this din is taka the same on Shabbos and on Yontif. So here, we left off in the middle of this Gemara. Here, there is a problem that Rashi raises. Rashi and Tosfos on the top line of Chafei Menalos, they raise the following problem. It says here, Nochri gives me fish of fresh fruits and vegetables. It appears that he caught the fish today. And he tells me, he caught the fish today and he cut off the fruits and the vegetables. I'm watching him and he gave it to me. So it says, Asur, Asurim up until B'chdei Shiyasa. Asurim sounds like to everybody. Doesn't say only to me. It sounds like it's to everybody, to Chol Yisrael. And you have to wait B'chdei Shiyasa. And then the Gemara continues, but what if he brings me a box of candy? He didn't manufacture the candy on Yom Tov, he bought it somewhere. And that's on Yontif, and you're allowed to carry. I'm allowed to carry myself on Yontif. What's the problem? So if he brought it from Chutz L'Tchum, that I'm not allowed to do. So then, if it appears that he brought it, or he may have brought it from Chutz L'Tchum, then I wouldn't be allowed to ask him to do that. That's a Amir Liakim to go Chutz L'Tchum. So I'm not allowed to be nene from it, like Tyson said. Shemo, I'll ask him to do. But if it's, came Yitoch HaTchum, then there's no problem. If it came Yitoch HaTchum, there's no problem. So when it says if it's Bomi Chutz L'Tchum, then there's the problem. How does it say on the top line? Whatever was brought mechutz l'tchum for me is only also for me and my bnei bayis, also for my family. But if another Jew comes, he's allowed to eat the box of candies that was brought. So Rashi asks on the top line, lo shamaiti tam mechubal bedover. I didn't hear from my rabbeim an acceptable explanation for this din. Why are there two differences? Rashi doesn't understand. Rashi says, why are there two differences by bar michutz l'tchum? It doesn't, here it says it's only asa to him, and to all the other Jews it's muta. Before it says asa, sounds like it's asa l'chol adam. And number two, before it says if it's a fish that they caught on Yontif or on Shabbos, or fruits and vegetables where he did a malacha plucking it off, it says that you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. Here it doesn't say you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. So why the two differences? So the Beis Yosef says there is some Shem who say over here, you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. There's up that you don't have to wait. Abo michutz l'tchum, it says asa. And it doesn't say you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. So half of the Rishon say, it doesn't say, but it's self-understood. It just said before Terechid Adibu, you have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. So they're just saying the same thing here, you have to wait. But Rashi and Taisa understand, though, that Abba Michutz L'Tchum, when the guy brought something Michutz L'Tchum on Yontif, there were two coolest in which it's different from the case where the guy did a malacha of fishing, or the guy did a malacha of hunting, or the guy did a malacha of kotzir, of plucking one. The one difference is that it's only also to me, and my b'nei b'ayit mutter to the best of Klal Yisrael. And the second difference is that it's mutter b'chdei shi'asa. That you don't... You're not Mahmoud al-Khadesh Yasa. How long did it take him to bring him the Chutz L'Tchum? Another hour, to slap on another hour after Havdalah. Why? That's Rashi and Taisi as the Shah. But Rashi and Taisi quotes the Rashi. Rashi and Taisi say that way it says in Shulchan Aruch that the answer is because Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. That's a we pass. That's a Machloik is a Rishonim. That Machloik is a Tanaim in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva holds that Tchumen of Alpai Mama. Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen Alpai Mama is the right. Alpai Mama is 1 mil. 1 mil is the distance that you can walk in 18 minutes, or 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. That's not such a long distance. Michutz L'ir, he says, the whole city is Kedal Ramaz Domi. So you're not allowed to walk 18 minutes as you're walking normal gait. You're not allowed to walk 18 minutes outside of the end of the city. So Rabbi Kiva Sheet says that that's their right. So the Gemara says, we don't pass them like Rabbi Kiva. That for sure we hold that Alpai Mama, 1 mil, is only Kumen de Rabbonim. That's not Kumen de Raisa. What about Yud Beis Mil? So the Yishalmi raises a question that's not clear. Yishalmi in Erevin says the end of the first parak, that's unclear. Maybe Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. So the Rambam and the Rif quote that from the Yishalmi. They're in Erevin, and they say the Mechaber Paschal like that. We have to be choshish that maybe Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is an Isa their Isa. And there are more Paschal like the Bali Atayisrin who ignore that Yishalmi. The Bali never says boo about such a difference between Alpai Mama 1 mil and Yud Beis Mil. The words don't appear at all. The whole concept doesn't appear in the Bible. So there are more pasuks like the Bali Atayis, straight like the Bible. There is no such word to it. Either Tchumen is the Raisa, Tchumen is the Rabbanon. We pass the Tchumen is the Rabbanon. So there's no Tchumen is the Raisa. The whole thing is an invention of the Rabbanon. Here the Magen Avraham adds on. Even if you hold that Tchumen is the Raisa, it's still weaker than Malacha because it's not Mefurish Bikro. It's only Torah Shabbat Teh. Even if it's Yud Beis Mil, and according to the Mechaber, Mechaber is talking over here. Mechaber quotes Rashi and Taisus that were Mekel by Tchum. And Mechaber holds that Yud Beis Mil is thus their Isa. So why is he Mekel? So the Magen Avraham writes, and even though Mechaber holds that Yud Beis Mil is Chum and their Isa, but still it's more kal from the other Malachas because the Malachas are written explicitly in the Chumash. And this is only not Mefurish because this is only Torah Shabbat Peh. It's interesting. It's only Torah Shabbat Peh, so therefore it's less common. I don't think that was the reason why. No, I think the help of why there was, if one assumes that Kumin is their Isa on Shabbos, let's say Rabbi Kiva's opinion or the Rambam and the Rif and the Mechaber that Yud Beis Mil is their Isa, so then the Machloik is where does this lead you? So the Rambam's opinion is that it's only on Shabbos it's their Isa. The Rambam listed in the Sefer HaMitzvot one of the Targ Mitzvot not to go Chutz L'Tchum. It's not included in the Isa not to do Malacha because there's no Kares and there's no Skila. It's not a Malacha, it's a separate Isa. So the Rambam's opinion is that Malacha is carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur and to Yontif, but the Tchumen is not a Malacha, it's a separate Isa, separate Mitzvah. Ayetzi ish mechutz mekoma b'yom ha-shvi, only b'yom ha-shabbos. Even on Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds that Tchumen is lav derayis. Rav Daniel Abadli, the dying from Baghdad, sent Hasogas on the Sefer Mitzvah to Rabbein Avram ben Arambam, and they have the whole correspondence back and forth in the Sefer Maisa Nisim. So the Rabbi Daniel Ababli Tain is that Yom Kippur should be the same as Shabbos. Since Tchumen is there, he can understand Yontif not. Even if Tchumen is there, Reis on Shabbos, but Tchumen is not going to be there, Reis on Yontif. That he can understand, he goes along with the Rambam. Yom Kippur should be the same as Shabbos? And the Rabbein Avram ben Arambam says, no, my father held that Tchumen is only a dinah and Shabbos doesn't apply even to Yom Kippur. And then the third opinion is Tosfos Shita B'Kama Mekaymus is that if you would hold that Kumin is Deraisa, it would be Deraisa on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur and on Yom Tov. Even on Yom Tov will be Deraisa. So these are the three different opinions. So the Morgan Avram writes when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Tov Kuf Tezvav in Hilchos Yom Tov. So the Mechaber writes that on Chutz L'Tum will make all that it's only also Mishan Asa B'Shvilot, everybody else is Mutter, only him and his Bnei Bayis, and it's not also B'Chdei She'asu. As soon as Yom Tov is over, everything is Mutter. Why do you have the two Kulas? Mechaber writes because it's only the Rabbanon who are the Nami, any other is the Rabbanon. The only time you have these two Chumas is it's also to everybody, and it's also even B'Chdei She'asu is only when the Malacha that the Nochri violated was the Malacha Deraisa. But if the Malacha that he violated was only the Rabbanon, there are many other Rabbanon. Chumen is not the only Rabbanon. If he only violated the Rabbanon, so then you don't have these two Chumers of B'chdei She'asu, you don't have the Chumer of Asa L'chol Yisrael. So that's where the Magen Avraham adds on, and even though the Mechaba holds and the Rashitas who hold that Yud Beis Mil is their Isa, but it's still, it's not Mefurish Bikur, it's only Torah Shabbat Peh, so it's a lighter Isa. It's an interesting idea. This is the famous Sheet of Rashi and Taisis, the Mechaba writes like that. But they quote the Ran on the Rit. The Ran gives a different hezda. He says, "B'chdei she'asa." Many Rishonim deny. They say it's not true. The Gemara said you need b'chdei she'asa by hunting. If the Nachri hunted, if he ripped off the fruits and vegetables, he also needs b'chdei she'asa. They're liking up that b'chdei she'asa. That's not necessarily correct. And the Bo Michutz L'Tchum Hakam is Mutal Yisrael Acher. So the Ran has a Harifis. He says Tchumen is a very personal thing. It all depends where you live. If you live in Baltimore, you have one Chum. If you live in New York, you have a different Chum. If you live in Albany, you have a different Chum. So how can you say that if something was brought in Chutz L'Chum, it's also L'Chol Yisrael? For some people, it's not considered Chutz L'Chum. It's in his Chum. So since Chumen is a personal thing, it depends on each person. So they could have said like this. Whoever lives in this city and has this Chum, for whomever it's Chutz L'Chum, so they're not allowed to get Hanor. So the Ran says, no, that's already complicated. So they made it easy. So they said, "Abom Michutz L'Tchum is only also L'Mishan Asa B'Shvilo. It's only also for him. It's only also for that Yisrael and his Bnei Bayis. But for the rest of Yidden, it's Mutter, because they would have had to be Mechalik. They couldn't say it's also L'Chol Yisrael. For some people, it's not considered Abom Michutz L'Tchum. If they live halfway in between,
the recipient was a Michutz L'Tchum. Otherwise, the whole world could not get a Michutz L'Tchum." Therefore, we pick on the recipient.
The
one who got it.
Right, so that's what the Ran holds. The Ran holds, you're not makel. If the Nochri did a Malacha the Rabbanon, you're not makel to say that it's only us to him and it's mutter to everybody else. He denies Rashi and Tosfos. He says the only reason why you makel over here, Abom Michutz L'Tchum, is because Tchumen is a personal thing, an individual is. It depends, each person is different. That's why it doesn't apply. The way Rashi and Tosfos learned, though, that the din of B'chdei She'asu, Rashi and Tosfos learned there are two kulas. The B'chdei She'asu doesn't apply because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and Mutar L'Yisrael Acher because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So some Rishonim explain on that Gemara in Erevin about the Goyim were hunting, and they hunted a deer and they brought it to the city, and most of the people who lived in the city were Nochrim, so it's considered. And then it turned out that a Jew purchased the deer, and he said, "I'll pay you after Yom Tov Shoyin." So he got the deer, so the Gemara says he shechted it and he ate it. So Gemara says it was permissible because Roifo Ir is Nochrim, and the Nochrim is considered Nasa B'Shvila Nochrim. That's what it says in the Gemara there. So the Gemara there says, but what if the Roifo Ir would have been Yidden? Then it would have been Nasa. Would you have to wait B'chdei She'asu? So there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. Why is all of a sudden an Erevin? Why is there a Machlaikis in the Gemara? Whether you have to wait B'chdei She'asu? Here there's no Machlaikis. Amar Apapa Hilchasa. So the answer, Amar Apapa, is one man's opinion. A papa says like that, and the Amoraim over there had a machloikis, and the maskana is over there, you do have to wait b'chdei she'asu. So it's the same, it corresponds. The maskana there is you do need b'chdei she'asu, same as Rav Papa. So some Rishonim say no. The Gemara tells the story there, it was Yom Tov Sheni. The Goyim hunted the deer on Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is the homie the Rabbanon. So that was a machloikis. If the Goy would have done a malocha the Rabbanon, so there Rashi and Tosfos say on the top over here that there is no din that you have to wait b'chdei she'asu. So what if he does a malacha deraisa on Yom Tov Sheni? So they say that's only malacha derabbanan, because the whole Yom Tov Sheni is only derabbanan. Whenever it's only derabbanan, so you don't introduce b'chdei she'asu. But he's saying, no, that's not the same. A malacha deraisa on Yom Tov Sheni, we have to act as if there's a sfeika d'yoma, and we're making believe as if Yom Tov Sheni is a real deraisa. So he did a malacha deraisa. So that, some Rishonim say that was the Nekudas HaMachloikis in Erezin on Daf Lametes. when a malacha deraisa was done on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli is that they both subscribe to what Rapporta said, that you normally would require Bechdesh Yasu when it's a malacha deraisa. When it's Chumin, it's only the Rabbanon, there's no Bechdesh Yasu. If it's a malacha deraisa and a Yom Tov the Rabbanon, that's the machlokes. And there we pass that you do need Bechdesh Yasu. This din in the Gemara there in Erevin is a very important din. The Gemara says if the rove of the, they hunted and they brought one deer, Hahu Tavya, there was one deer. They brought it to the city. So the Gemara says since rove of the Toshavei Ha'ir were Nachrim, so it's considered Nachri Shasim Olacha Bishvil Nachrim. If the rove of the Toshavei Ha'ir would be Yisraelim, so we would consider it Nachri Shasim Olacha Bishvil Yisrael. What if it's Machza Machza? What if it's 50-50? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch writes over there on top Kuf Tetzvav, then it's also. The Gemara only said it's Rove Nachrim. So it's Machta Machs, it's considered not to be Shul Yisrael.
But the problem is,
yeah, that's a different shot, yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah, that's a problem. If you're going to say that, that. Right. Right, right. So the Pashta, here there's a Mohammed over here quotes Yerushalmi, the Balamor, and the Mohammed quote Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a principle, Ein Hechen Lenochri, that the whole din, that if you have food that was not Muchan, the Bod Yom, it's considered mukta, only applies if the food belongs to Yisrael, who had a din behechinim and sheshevi, is supposed to create soup for Shabbos and for Yom, he's supposed to prepare. So if the Jew was supposed to prepare and he didn't prepare, because these are wild animals that are hefka roaming in the forest, if it belongs to a Jew, so then there's a din of mukta. But let's say it belongs to a Nachri, and a Nachri didn't have any obligation to do any hachon in advance, so then they say that ein hechem a Nachri, there's no requirement for hachon, so therefore, whatever the Nachri brings that bilti muchan would not be mukta. So they're not accepting that pshat because of mukta. They're rejecting that pshat. The maskana, we don't accept that pshat. We say that the only reason why it's us is because the malacha shenasas, the Shvil Yisrael, is the gzera of taisus. The gzera yishema yoyim el anachri lasos. It's an extension of the prohibition of amir liyak.
That's because the deer, there seems to be a problem also. Normally when they go hunting, they kill the animals. They don't capture, they have no reason. But there was one young one, or baby one, or older one to say, this will take a life and we sell it to the Jews, for the reason you couldn't use it. Because
the
life one is very abnormal, it's an abnormality to get a deer alive.
Right.
Normally dead.
They trapped, yeah, I guess they trapped it, yeah. They don't know if they're going to get customers right away. They didn't have refrigeration. So
but
they don't know if they're going
to
get it
to the Jew. The life on the sell to the Jew.
Then take this. Then you're not allowed to.
But this is the normal
okay.
Reason.
So if that would be the case, then there's nothing to discuss. Even if the miut of the city is Jew, then you're not allowed.
The life on the sell to the Jews.
Then you're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So here the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch discusses the following Shaila. Let's say the Nachri plucked off a lot of fruits and vegetables. Not he caught one deer. Plucked off a lot of fruits and vegetables. And he brings it to the city, doesn't have in mind anybody, he has in mind all the people in the city, whoever it's going to be. But he had in mind some of the Jews. He had in mind some of the Jews. So then the Ramah said, if he had in mind the Jews and the non-Jews, even though the Jews are in the miut, but he had them in mind mefurish. He thinks that some of his Jewish friends are probably going to want the fresh fruits and vegetables. Not that he caught one deer, he plucked off one apple and kolakayt mezacha, whoever gets it, and the rov agoyim, so then you say it's not to Bishvil Goyim. But if he plucked off many fruits and vegetables and he's going to bring it to the city and he thinks that the Goy thinks he's going to have a lot of customers, not just one customer going to buy everything, he's going to have a lot of customers, and then some of the customers are probably going to be Jews, so then there are more paskins that that's called not to Bishvil Yisrael. That's
yeah.
The Yasek with the newspaper. Yeah, because it all depends. Did the Nachri do it Bishvil Yisrael? Did the Nachri do it Bishvil Atzmo or Bishvil Yehudim? So let's say the New York Times prints a lot of newspapers. So we should make a survey where the rove of the people in New York City are not Jewish, but rove of the people who read the New York Times are Jewish or not Jewish? Also not Jewish. We should find out. No? Are not Jewish. Let's assume. So let's assume the rove of the people who read the New York Times are not Jewish. That's how we always assume. many rabbanim say, no. So you're permitted to be nene from the newspaper that was printed on Shabbos and Yom, because Nachor Shasta Malacha, the Shmuel,
huh? They print more copies because they know that you don't.
Right. So the problem is, but they print for the customers, the paying customers. They deliver it to your home, and even if they don't deliver it, they have in mind. It's not one newspaper in Kol HaKodim Zocha. So you say, well, the odds are 80-20. The odds are 90-10, or whatever the percentage is that it's going to be purchased by a guy. No, he prints many newspapers, and they have in mind all the customers are going to buy. So that's what the Ramor sounds like. He says the Ramor in Hilchas Yontif writes, if he did a malacha on many things, and even though the rov is Nachrim, but he has in mind the Jews as well, then the Ramor writes in the name of the Rishayim. He quotes from the Balei Ateis. Then you're not allowed to be in that. That's called Nachrim Shas Malach B'Shvul Yisrael. Not familiar? Could be. I know there's a. I think there's a tshuva in the Marsham. I don't know what he says. There is a tshuva in the Marsham about that Ramah. Marsham is known as a big maker. So we gotta start by looking in the Marsham. Believe that, if for next week, I'll have to look it up.
Anyway, even if it's spring for a boy, to read the newspaper on Shabbos.
Stop our problem that we mentioned when we started the Masechta. The Pashtus is that a newspaper that's printed on Shabbos or on Yom Tov should be Noilad Gom, should be Muktzah. Because before Shabbos, it's a roll of paper and a bottle of ink. And now it's Mamish Panim Chadosh, so it looks like a newspaper.
Right, and if you get the newspaper on Shabbos,
The Pashtus says that you're not allowed to. And even if you don't touch it, let's say you're walking in the street and they sell in the box, they sell the New York Times, so you put your hands behind your back and you read the newspaper. Are you allowed to read newspapers on Shabbos? Are you allowed to read novels on Shabbos? It says you're not allowed to read the Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. Unless it's a chreis Amalchamas going on, you want to know for Pikuach Nefesh purposes whether you have to run away or not, something like that. But if there's Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, what's it going to help us? We're going to read the news. What can we do or not do on Shabbos? There's nothing we can do here. There's a lot of problem reading newspapers. Even a Friday's newspaper. Mm-hmm. Newspaper that was printed bad on Friday, Ashad, if you're allowed to read it on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos seems to say you're not allowed to read it.
When it's said that you don't have to mind Jews and goyim, it has to specifically mind Jews and goyim, or all this thing between anybody. So you have to think in terms of Jews.
No.
And that includes Jews and Goyim.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
The Jewish newspaper, you have to have your mom or written in English. Or how would you mind it, for example?
Well, we hope and pray that that's not printed on Shabbos. What do you mean? I mean, deliver on Shabbos, you mean?
No,
deliver on Shabbos. Deliver on Shabbos. So deliver on Shabbos is the Shiloh Bomi Chutzlun Chom. So that's the issue with Bomi Chutzlun Chom. So you're not allowed to be Nene. If you think it may have come, then you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos.
Here,
but
it's just in Shabbos.
Okay. That's what you have to ask the thing? Okay. Mail in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch it says like this, the way they assume like Tosfos, not like Rashi. We assume like Tosfos that the reason why it's forbidden to the Nene is Shema, I'll ask the guy to do it for me. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote from again from the Balei HaTosfos, not from Tosfos, probably from the Mordechai, from the other Balei HaTosfos, that when does it make sense to say it's Gzera, maybe I'll ask him, that's by fishing, I can ask the guy to go fishing for me. I can ask the guy to give me some fruits or vegetables in Shikaru. What shaykh? I should ask someone to write me a letter. It's not shaykh, I should ask someone to write me a letter. If you place an order, yeah. If you place an order for something and they deliver it on Shabbos, Echutz Batchum or Aydei Malacha, they drove, whatever, so then you say, Xavier, you could have ordered it and asked him to deliver it on Shabbos. But you didn't tell them when to deliver, they delivered on their own on Shabbos. So that's also because Shema, you'll ask Amir Lenoch, you'll ask him specifically to deliver. All week long, I'm not home. Shabbos, I am home. So I'll make believe, I make it look like an accident that he happened to deliver it on Shabbos afternoon when I happened to be there, and he brings all the furniture into the house. So that's Amir Lenoch, I'll ask him. But if it's something, someone sends me a letter, how am I supposed to know who's going to send me a letter? Did I ask him to send me a letter? If it's such a thing that it's not shaykh to ask for, so then the whole din of...
Am I allowed to mail a letter on there, Shabbos?
Are you allowed to mail a letter, let's say express, special delivery, and you know it's going to be delivered tomorrow?
No,
FedEx. Let's say if you have a FedEx letter or a special delivery or something, and you know it's going to be delivered on Shabbos, so that's mamish. I'll try to mail an offer that you're not allowed to do. The shaila is if I put a letter in the mailbox, and I pay my postage and I pay my taxes in the United States, so it's understood I'm paying taxes. So because in this chus that I pay my taxes and I pay my postage, that's like I'm mi'ul anachri. It's if I'm telling the mailman pick up the letter and deliver it for me. Is that or is that not an issue of Amir Uliyah? That's the question.
It's not the Yotcho, because you tell him to deliver. It's not in your control when he's going to deliver it. He may deliver it in a week from now.
Oh, so the delivery, that's a Daita Dinafshe. But the pickup. The pickup, I know. That's the Shabbos. The delivering that he may or may not do on Shabbos, and that's up to him. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But even if he does on Shabbos, that's a Daita Dinafshe. I didn't ask him to do that. But the Shabbos, what about the picking up? I put it in and it says it's going to be picked up tomorrow morning 7 o'clock and I pay my taxes and I paid my stamps, so it's like I'm Leo Neachim, that he should do it. So that the Pashtus says my letter is not, it depends. Do I live in out of town and I leave my mail in my mailbox? So the guy takes out the mail, the mailman takes out the mail specifically for my mailbox? Or do I live in the city and I put it in a mailbox and there many, there's at least another letter?
He don't open it, he don't collect it for you. He goes there anyhow, even if there's no letters.
No, he is collecting for me. The only thing is, that's not called an Isur Haitzor if he's carrying my letter together with the other letters. If he's only carrying my letter, that's the only letter that he carries, then I'm asking him to do Haitzor for me. But it's highly improbable that there's only going to be one letter in the mailbox. He's going to carry other letters. So when he puts the mail in a mail pouch, so the Gemara in Shabbos in Perek HaZerik, I think, says that there's a din of eged kli, that whatever you carry, let's say I have things in my pocket on Shabbos, and I have credit cards, and I have money, and I have keys, and I have a pen, and I have all kinds of junk in my pocket. So it's not considered a violation of Haitzor many times over. Everything in the pocket is considered one unit. That's called eged kli. My nafkamina, so the Gemara there on Shabbos has nafkamina la'alocha. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. Let's say on Yontif he talks about. Let's say a person wants to carry on Yontif. So he's only allowed to carry things that you need. You're not allowed to carry things that you don't need. So let's say a person, you have to empty your pockets out on Erev Yontif. Make sure you're not carrying things unnecessarily. So let's say I need the key to the house and I have it in my pocket. And I need a handkerchief and I have that in my pocket. Also, I'm afraid I may sneeze and I want to wipe my nose. And then I have other junk in the pocket. Not muktzah. Yeah, muktzah. You're not allowed to carry muktzah. I have other things in the pocket that I don't need at all. So there, Moshe says, "Meikir Adin." There's no added Iser Hoitzor because I have other things in my pocket. Because as long as you have one thing in the pocket that you haven't had to tilt on, everything in the pocket is considered one big unit. That's Eged Kli, Shmei Eged, and it's one Iser Hoitzor on everything that I have a heter on that Iser Hoitzor. Moshe talks about smoking. He writes in his Shulis, he's working on the assumption that you're permitted to smoke on weekdays. And Chiddush number two, you're permitted to smoke on Yontif. And then assumption number three, that you're allowed to carry the cigarettes to the park in order to smoke in the park on Yontif. And then he has, but let's say, how many cigarettes he's going to smoke already in the park? Two cigarettes. Not going to smoke more than two. One cigarette, two cigarettes. Is he allowed to carry the whole package of all the cigarettes? So he says, yeah, because Eged Kli Shmei Eged. So it's all 20 cigarettes is considered one unit. As long as you have a heter on one cigarette, so you have a heter on everything. So there's
LB.
Car keys could be muktzah or klisha malachtali issa. But there's an additional problem here. There's one issue of hoitzor, then there's one issue of tilta muktzah. So the hoitzor, we say eged klish me eged, if it's held in a pocket, the pocket is a kli, so the pocket makes everything into one unit, so you're not in violation of any additional issa of hoitzor. Because one thing in the pocket, I do need the key to the house, so the other keys are the hetagoma. But let's say I have credit cards in the pocket. So the credit cards or the bank card, whatever. So the bank card or the credit card, that's a klisha malachta liyisa. So that, even though it's one isa raitzah, I have a heta for the raitzah, but I don't have a heta for the tilfa muktzah. So l'chore, that keychain that has the key to the card, that you should not handle on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? May have come mechutz l'tchuma on the first day?
No, the first day not. Probably
not. The second day, you're
referring to
the could be. I remember once on Rosh Hashanah, I happened to be in Boston, so Rav Soloveitchik invited me to eat by him. I remember when we came home, he had a slot in his door, and the mailman put all the mail in. So when we came in, he had all pile of mail. So he didn't pick it up. He kicked all the mail to the side. I'm not sure because he had a bare back. He didn't want to lean over, or because he held it may have been looked. I'm not sure. That was on a Yom Tov. That was on Yom Tov, yeah.
First day?
Which day, Rosh Hashanah? I don't know. I think it was the first day, Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure. It could be he saw Israeli newspapers there, and it could be that he thought that they had come. I just remember he didn't pick up the mail, and at the time I didn't know why he didn't pick up the mail. Whether because he had a bad back, that is a fact, he had a bad back. Whether it's because he had a bad back or because of halachic consideration. Again, so let's say if you put mail in, you know they're going to pick it up on Shabbos, so what malachas are they going to do? So they're going to do haitzor. They're not really going to do haitzor separately. They're going to put this thing in together. They're going to carry the pouch with all the other things anyway. So Ben Kovako, he's going to do the same haitzor. It's not going to be additional haitzor. What are they going to do? They're going to stamp they're going to print the stamp on the stamp, you know, the postmark. I didn't ask them to do that. That's how Daita. They do that in order that no one should cheat and reuse the same stamp.
It's not essence to the letter. It's not part of the letter. You only send the letter, but they put on the outside and nothing to do with the letter.
I know they're gonna stamp it, but I'm not asking. So that's not the Tovah. See, that's the Tovah of the United States government. That's for the government purposes, yeah. And then when he drives the truck, so driving the truck also, well, he's going to drive the truck anyway. He's not doing any malacha. And the carrying is always done together. But to deliver a special delivery letter, that they're going to deliver separately. That they're going to deliver separately. So the that should be awesome. I'm just asking him to do a haitzah on that letter. I think that you're not allowed to do. Now the Gemara Tehillim Mishnah discusses an issue that by us never comes up. About shechting on Yom Tov, are the animals muktzah, are the animals not muktzah? So that's an interesting Gemara. On the second line, Omer Rav Barav Huna, Omer Rav. He says in the name of Rav, Hasecher Amas Hamayim, like if someone mentioned last week, years ago, when they didn't have refrigerators, and when they caught fish, you could have a middle of Shabbos, it'll be raw, you won't be able to cook it, and until it's neshama. Is mutter, and then you can cut it up and cook it and shine. So that's not no problem. Mamukta, no problems on Yom Tov. So not only is that so, if it's in the bathtub, what if there's an Amas Hamayim? What if there's a little stream where fish can come freely? They can go in, they can go out, and this is in my backyard. And I lock up the stream of water, so I made it like a bathtub, came out like a bathtub, the size of 10 bathtubs. But the fish doesn't have too much room to negotiate. He can't run away from me. So it's considered nitzad v'yomet. There's no iser of tzed over here because it's a tiny amas hamayim. It's a tiny little stream over here. And then in the middle of Yom Tov, I'll pull it out. So it says that... Right. So if I blocked it up, so I know that on Yom Tov, I blocked it up on Erev Yom Tov, but I know that no new fish came in on Yom Tov, so there's no issue of mukta. There's no problems on mukta. So then everything is okay. Hasecher amas hamayim, Erev Yom Tov. On the Mocha Ran Yantav, Hishkim and Matzah Badogim, so obviously those fish were caught on Erev Yantav, so those are permissible to be eaten on Yantav, you can cook it, and there's no mukta, and there's no problem. It was not nitzad on Yantav. Amar Avchizda, so Avchizda makes a comment. Avchizda was a Talmud of Rav. So he calls him his Rebbe. Medivhi Rabbeinu Nilmoid, Rabbi Rav Huna said this in the name of Rav. So from the Rebbe's psak, from what Rav said, we can infer the following din, that if I have a little backyard, and there's an animal, and the animal gave birth to a little Vlad, and the Vlad is in the backyard, and he can't run away anywhere. It's a little backyard, it's a little baby, it's not going to run away. From Rav's memory, we can derive the following din. If the animal gave birth, a kan is a nest, where the birds lay eggs, and they hatch into chicks. So they use the same verb for a chaya. The chaya gave birth to a baby on erev Yom Tov, and it's in the pardes, and it can't run away. It's not such a big pardes. So he says from Rav's din we can, Rav Chisda says from Rav's din we can infer ain't it tzricha zimun, that's considered as if it's chuzman meyer of yontim and there's no problem of muktzis taken care of. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman also learned by Rav. So he says, my dear friend Rav Chisda just fell into a big machloikis haposkin. Nafal chavrin be Rav Revosa. My friend Rav Chisda tarangifal and a machloikis from the gedolim Rav Revosa, big machloikis. Because the Doba Tzedingin, you can ding it with what he said. Why? When you say Haramas Hamayim, when you blocked up the thing, so you did a Maisa, Bekumbi Aseya, and Erev Yontif, to demonstrate you don't want any more fish to come in. And it's you're demonstrating why you don't you want any more fish, because you plan to eat whatever fish may possibly be here. You didn't look to see if there are any fish, but Mocha Baboiker, Yontif in the morning, you have to davening. He sees that there are fish, he takes them out, and there's no Tzedah because it's a small stream of water. And it's considered as if he did a hachana, but over here he didn't do anything on any Erev Yontif. It's just that he knows that the chaya gave birth, and the pardes is not so big; it's his backyard. So and the vlad is a baby vlad; it can't run away. It was just born yesterday. So that, who says that that's the same as the other case? So that's where Rav Nachman is not so convinced that Rav Chisda's deal is correct. No chiddush. No chiddush. Well, it's a double poshut. It's a double poshut. It's a problem. Why? What is the chiddush? I don't know. There's no say because nitzad v'yomid.
Didn't know the thinking that there were fish in there.
In? If in the event that there are fish.
It's impossible that come in there on Yom Kippur. You blocked it off.
No, but he says maybe it's not hachana. Maybe it's not a valid hachana because he didn't know 100% that there was going to be anything there. He had in mind if there are any fish, he wants to eat it. Okay, maybe that's the chiddush. Even though there wasn't an explicit hazmana, it was an implicit hazmana.
It looks like here, like the fish is a to me it seems like the fish is a byproduct. Let's say what I would see is here, the person of most of the water waste that the people had, they had a mill. The grind the flour. It was run by water. Right. So they had little streams that the water goes around and around. And on Shabbos, before Yom Tov, before he closed that the water will not go out. Mm-hmm. Out of the stream. Right. And then came in the morning, and he knew there was no new water coming in.
Oh.
So he looked in the morning, he found four fish. They must have been there from the day before. He did not know there were fish.
I mean, he blocked the stream for other purposes.
For other purposes. And he found the fish.
That could be. He blocked the stream for totally other purposes, but he knew.
Because it seemed like a little stream on the middle. This when you block okay. It, the water should not run out.
But he knew in the back of his mind that there may be fish, and that's also called a hachona. That could be. That's also called a hachona. Okay. So the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman is not so happy about the diuk that he made. In Ikud Yamri, another version has it that it's not the Rav Chisda said ben Divrei Rabbeinu Nilman, it's the one who said over the first member, Rabba Bar Avuna, that his father Rav Huna learned by Rav. So Rabba Bar Avuna said this diuk ben Divrei Rabbeinu Nilman. From Rav's statement, you can infer this din. And then Rav Nachman was chepping him, he said, Nafal Bar Chavrim b'Rabba Vosa. He says, these three were chaverim, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, all learned by Rav. But Rabba Bar Rav Huna, he was already the next generation. He was the son of Rav Huna, who was a chaver of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman now, according to this, version, it's the same as before, just historical, difference in history. Was he chepping with one of his chaverim, one of the Talmidim of Rav, or was he chepping with the son of one of the Talmidim? So according to the second version, the one who made the inference that was highly questionable was Rabba Bar Rav Huna. And Rav Nachman is saying, Nafal Bar Chavrim b'Rav Avosa, the son of our dear friend, Rav Huna, fell into a whole shaila of a machlokes. And the Gemara explains now, what's the issue? So the Gemara says, whether he's chepping with Rav Chisda, chepping with Rav Huna does make a difference. The tain is the same. Hasam like Ovid Maisa, by the Chayesh, he the Bepardis, who was born on its own. He didn't do any Maisa Achon in advance. And maybe that's no good. Abahacha Kovid Maisa. Then the Gemara goes into a kasha. So this is Rav Nachman dings it with this. He holds that Rav Chisda is wrong. So the Gemara says now, not only Rav Nachman dings it, we have a beferish b'raisa, but lo baya zimun. Is it shaykh to say, like Rav Chisda said? Is it shaykh to say other than Rav Nachman said? We have a b'raisa that says beferish, chayish yikinin ba pardes, tzvicha lezamein. Exactly that case. The Chaya gave birth in a small pardes next to my apartment, next to my home. They stayed the first. tzricha that you need hazmana. So the Gemara says to you, abgefrek. That the chiddush, the Rav Chis, they wanted to say is abgefrek. Then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, but we have a brisa that says fakert from this brisa. Isn't there a steer between, how do you mean abgefrek? That brisa doesn't even appear, the one that we just quoted now doesn't even appear in the Tosefta, the next one does appear. Well, me by a zimun, is it so? What you quoted from your brisa, they made it to yufta. The Zachai Shekirin about Pardes really needs hazmana, is that so? Bahatan, you have a Tosefta, which should be more reliable than Stama Brisa at the Tanan Tosefta, that says, we'll leave out for a minute what it says, in the beginning, and then he talks about this case. Chai Shekirin, a few lines down. Chai Shekirin about Pardes, Mutarim. Vein Tzichim Zimun, the exact same case, and it says no. That sounds like it's a Machlekes Tatanayim. The first Brisa says, when you have a little baby, Chaya was born in a small pardes next to my apartment. The first brisa said that you do need zimun. The second brisa says that you don't need zimun. It sounds like the machlekes amarayim is a machlekes hatayim. So how do you make it to yufta? How did you rush to make it to yufta against the Rav? Who is it? Rav Chisde. It looks like the machlekes hatayim. So the Gemara says on the second wide line, Amar Rav Nachman loy kasha no. Rav Nachman is the one who insists that he's wrong. So Rav Nachman insists that Chai Shekirin about Pardes is Tzricha Zimun. He says the answer is Hobbo Hobbimo. Depends which one do you want to shecht on Yontif. The mother is the grown animal. The mother's going to be running around. Even though she just gave birth to a baby yesterday, it's a Chaya. It's not a human being. So the mother's going to be running around, so there's going to be a problem of Tzeda. But Hobo, we're talking about the Vlad. The Vlad is not going to run around. So the Vlad is like Nitzadiyo, right? And the Vlad is like Mucham. That's right. The Vlad is like Mucham. So it depends whether you're talking about the mother, you're talking about the Vlad. Then the Gemara says, Kakashe, Imo, Bezimon, Sagilo. What's with the Malacha of Tzedo? What do you mean? The mother's a bigger problem. Even if you make a Hasmona, the difference between the two Brises was one Brise says you need Hasmona, one Brise says you don't need Hasmona. So Nachman says the price that it says you need hasmana, you have to say I plan to eat this goes by the mother. Mother's running around, so what does it help that you say? But are you doing a malacha b'seidan yontif? So the Gemara says no. Elam Ram Nachman Ba'itzchak got to say differently. Either yidi b'digdom. We're not talking about the mother. Mother's a problem of tzeda that you're not allowed to do. We're talking about the vlad. The vlad can't run anywhere. It was just born, so it's nitzad liyomit. The only shaila is do you need hasmana b'peh or not? So one Brisa says you do, one Brisa says you don't, and another one says it's not a steer. It depends, is it adjacent to my home or is it far away? If it's adjacent, if it's near my home, if it's in Gina, smucha le'ir, then it's considered as if it's a muchan, it's an umdur of the muchach that he probably does plan to eat it. But if it's not near my home, he probably does not plan to eat it. Sure. And in between, the Gemara has a couple of other dinim that we learned already. That we learned already about hachon, about mukta dikazach. Okay, by wild animal, we don't have these things. We live in the city, so we never see these animals. Okay. Yeah. Different kinds, yes. There was one din in the Brisa that has nothing to do with yontif. All the other din in Mar dins. And mukta is not mukta. There was one din in the Brisa, two lines before the lines become wide. Vahama kusharim, vahama nu anoim. No. The first wide line, by the small dalit, on the first wide line on chavim and aleph, by the tiny little dalit, hamukusharim. If we find birds that someone tied the wings or tied the feet together, so it's obvious that somebody handled this bird. Bahamenu anoyim. You were watching when somebody picked up an animal and he shook it a little bit. Someone was mazmin a bird on erev yontif in order to shecht it on yontif. So if you have a bird that was tied on Erev Yontif or is menuah na, someone you were watching and you see that someone shook it, so someone made achana. So it says b'chol makom, whether it's near the city, far from the city, asur mishum gezel. That's all week long. That has nothing to do with Shabbos Yontif. It's an isa gezel. I know that he picked it up. So it's an isa gezel. The Rashi writes, why is it asur mishum gezel? The Rashi writes because whoever picked it up first was kind of behagbo, because hefker is nicknam behagbo. That's the Rashi before the lines get wide in the Rashi. Hamakusharim, hamanu anoim, af b'chol asurim, lemoitzan, whoever finds it's not allowed to take mishum gezel. Harishon, whoever picked it up first, was kind of a hagbo. The Taisvis finds that difficult. The second Taisvis on the daf finds that Rashi difficult. There's an isa gezel because he was kind of a hagbo. But like Nehira, they say, and the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, he presents it slightly different. He says, because it's a davar pashut. if it looks like the guy picked it up, I'd write it to be kindness. Of course, the Dovah Toshim say, you need a braisa to tell you that you're not allowed to steal someone else's bird. That if someone is Erechim and a Hefke, you're not allowed to take it. But the Dovah Toshim, here Tosis says a little differently. The way our version is in Tosis, the Loi Nehira, they don't think Rashi's right. The Loshach Kan Hagboho. Ninua doesn't necessarily mean Hagboho. Why doesn't it necessarily mean, how can you shake it without picking it up? But perhaps what they mean is there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Kiddushin and Daf Chaf Tes and Aleph. It's a Shana Shochana. How high do you have to pick something up to be koyne b'hagbura? The Rashi and Tosis have a machlokes. Rashi holds 3 tefachim, and Tosis holds 1 tefach is enough. Rashi holds 3 tefachim because less than 3 tefachim is lavud, so it's considered as if he didn't pick it up, as if it didn't budge. And Tosis holds apparently that lavud is only done in mechitzis. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah that shiurin chatzitzin and mechitzin is halacha l'moshe mitzina. So the Gemara says, what do you mean mechitzin is halacha l'moshe mitzina? That if you have mechitzis, it's a rishus hayochid, that's halacha l'moshe mitzina. No. Some of the hilchas mechitzis, some of the details in hilchas mechitzis are halacha l'moshe mitzina. Which details? So the Gemara says, lavud is a detail in hilchas mechitzis, and that's halacha l'moshe mitzina. It's not based on any pasuk. So you see from the Gemara that lavud is a din in mechitzis. It's not a din in picking up a kiddush cup. When you pick up a kiddush cup, you only have to pick up a tefach. That's a Gemara. When you bench mezuzah, you're supposed to pick up the tefach. Shouldn't just say kiddush and hold it like this on the table, or hold it a little like this. You should pick it up. It should be a tefach above the table. Pick it up a tefach above the table. So whenever you do a hagbah, is really good enough tefach. And so Tosis Tainus that hagbah for kinyan hagbah is also tefach. They hold that the halacha of gimel tefachim is loved. There's only a din in hilchas mechitzah.
You have this by the get, I think. Yeah. They learned that the get you have to pick up.
Right. So Shaila, how much you have to pick?
How high you have to pick up the get.
Right. So that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So here Tosis is going within Shitas Rashi. Tosis has this in Bava Kamma also, and a few places they have that even according to Rashi that Hagbor requires gimel tefachim. That's only if you want to be kinder from somebody else. Then you need gimel tefachim. What if you want to be zeichem in a hefker? Even if you are only minaneya means I shook it a little bit. I didn't pick it up gimel tefachim. Even if you're only minaneya, you're still koina. Why? Because habata koina behefker. There is a gemara in Bava Metzian Daf Kuf Yutches that habata. Habata means I look at it. When you look at it, you koina. The habata behefker koni Tosis says is not true. We don't accept that. We don't pass can have biria be alma koni. The Tosis in the first daf in Bava Metzia says Beria Biyalma, whoever sees it first is kinda, that was a Havamina, that was rejected. But Habata, that's on the first daf in Bava Metzia, that was rejected. But on Daf Kuf Yitches, that's all the way at the end of Bava Metzia, the Sikht ends at Kuf Yitches. So next to the last daf in Bava Metzia says that Habata Behefker is a Machloke Satanoi. So what does Habata Behefker mean? So Tosis says that's what it means. He didn't do a full-fledged Hagbo of Gimel Tzvachim. He picked it up a little bit. So Tosis explains a little bit like this. When you want to be kind of something, bechavera, matona, mechire, so you want to be machnas and into your rishus, you want to make a hakbor, mishlichas, so first you have to be moitzi from his rishus. And then you can be machnas and into your rishus. But then you say, you got to pick it up three tefachim, you got to pick it up a tefach. In order to be moitzi from his rishus, prior to be machnas into your rishus. But if it's a davish al hefker, you don't have to do that first step. There is no prerequisite. It doesn't belong to anybody. So there's no need to be moitzir for many from the rishus of the Marakam. You just have to be machnas in into your rishus, so that for that you don't need 3 tefach and 1 tefach is enough. And it could even be that you don't even need the 1 tefach. Tosis is saying it's not the same requirement. And that's the chiddush that the Braisa is telling me over here. That's how the Rabbeinu Peretz sharpens the Tosis. That's what the Braisa is saying, Hamukushar Mahamanu Anoy Mukhamok Masurim Shem Gezo, even if he didn't make a full fledged Kenyan Hagboa. Because to be Zeichem and a Hefker is easier than to be Zeichem and a Chaveiro. Because there's no need to be Moitzi from the Rishus of the Marakam. Not yet. Let's say he catches the bird on the ground. The bird is on the ground, catches it, and then he ties it. So he didn't really do a Kinyan. So if it would have been Mechaveiro, you give me permission to be Kaina any bird I want, all the birds. So I catch a bird on the ground and I tie it. I didn't do the kinyan yet. It's not mine. It's still yours. Either party can back out from the deal. But if it's a dovish al hefker, then Tosis says that it would be good. You would be kind because you don't need a haitzah mishus marakam. Okay, and the rest of the dinam are about mukta, when the wild animals are mukta, when they're not. No, he picked it up yesterday to be mazminit adaita. It's a bird that's not running around. Not running around. Adaita that he's going to shecht it on Yontif. He wants to shecht it on Yontif. So even though he didn't make a full fledged kinyan, it's still an Issa Gezel.
It is.
It is. Still an Issa Gezel. Rashi usually holds you need Agba Gimel Tvach. Right. No, Rashi also says like this. Rashi and Baba Kama writes, if it's a Dov Shal Hefki, he also holds you don't need Gimel Tvach. It's a little unclear whether you need Tefach. But Rashi says, Beferish, you don't require Gimel Tvach. That's a Beferish Gimel Chav Tess on the base in Baba Kama. If you're Magdiya, something less than Gimel Tvach, it's a Dov Shal Hefki, so it does belong to you. So Taisus says, that's what I said in Kiddushin, that Rashi's wrong. You see the Ferishi Gemara, you pick it up less than Gimel Tvachim Yekayimah. So it's a right that Rashi's wrong. So Taisi says, no, but Rashi himself are for that here it's Hefke. When you want to be Zeichem and Hefke, Rashi's masking that you don't need Agbo Gimel Tvachim. According to Rashi, you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim. When the first 2 days Yantar, you need Shalachem. So you have to be kind of Agbo, yeah.
So how does it work with Dalamish?
Dalamish, that's another Kenyan. Dalamish doesn't always work.
Hagbol
works, let's say I'm in your home and you want to give me a lulav. So I can't be kind of a Dalamish in your home. Right. The din of Dalamish is only in the street. Hefker, Dalamish will work.
It works, so why does it need a book?
Let's say a case like this. Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara says that Dal Ramas does not work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say in the real Rishus HaRabim, not the Simta. So then it wouldn't work. If it would be Simta, the Dal Ramas would work. It wouldn't need the Hagbo. Yeah. Dal Ramas would be a Kinyan de Rabbanon. Yeah. Dal Ramas not a Kinyan de Rabbanon. Okay. Well, let's say someone else was there before me. So then it's not my Dal Ramas. Then the other Dalaramas guy would be cursed. Yeah. But then the other guy would be cursed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Acham, Dal Ramas also a Kinyan. So not a Kinyan. The next Mishnah is a famous Mishnah. The Gemara quoted this in Psochim on Daf Mem Vav, in the middle of the whole Machlekes there, Rabbi Rav Yosef. Who's it? Rabbi Rav Chisda. Rabbi Rav Chisda. What's the din of Eichel Nefesh on Yontif? Eichel Nefesh, let's say, the Balabosta has a job, she works all week long. She's making a bar mitzvah in another couple of weeks. So she wants to, and then today's Yontif. So she doesn't work on Yontif, so she's going to cook and bake, and she's going to bake 100 challahs for the bar mitzvah that she's going to have in another month. Not for now. She's cooking today on Yontif, high from the Yontif l'chol. She's cooking and baking, doing all the melacha, high from the Yontif l'chol. But theoretically, she lives in a big city. She would invite everybody from the city. Everything would be eaten up today. But she's not planning to invite anybody. She's going to put it in the freezer and save it. So is that so? Midr Rabbana for sure it's awesome. You're not allowed to do it. Halacha l'maisa, bottom line, you're not allowed to do it. But the Gemara has the machlekes. Rabbi Rav Chisda, is that a nisa deraisa or is that a nisa derabbana? Ha'oifim yontav l'chol. So Rabbi says, you say hoyel. Hoyel v'mikli alchem chazilei, if she would invite guests, Yiddish guests, to eat it today, they would be able to eat everything up. Unless you live in a tiny village and not enough eating, you're not allowed to cook for an offering. Not enough eating to eat everything up. But if you live in a big city, if you invite people, it would be eaten up, so the theoretical possibility of having it eaten up labels the act of cooking and baking as Eichel Nefesh. It doesn't depend on the Kavanas HaGavra whether you intend to use it on Yontif. It's called Eichel Nefesh based on the Mitzias, the circumstance sets itself up as one of Eichel Nefesh. Rav Chisda disagrees and he says, no, there's no such thing as Hovi Miklach Mechazilei Hashtarah Mechazilei. Because theoretically, it could have been eaten today, but Shiva Favish doesn't have a mind to eat it today. If you think that the guests may come, and you'll be left, you'll be embarrassed, you won't have any cookies, so you bake cookies, and then it turns out the guests no one showed up. But if there's a possibility that you may need it, that's called Eichel Nefesh. Or you know guests are coming, you don't know how many cookies they're going to eat. And it's embarrassing only to have exactly 5 cookies for each guest, and what if one guest wants another cookie? You bake a little extra, so that we learn the Gemara. That's also called Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to bake a little extra also. But if she bakes, having mind beferish, she's going to put it away in the freezer. No one's going to eat it today. So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Rav Chisda. So here, the Gemara in Pesachim asks from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishnah sounds like it says, here, Behema Mesukenes, have a kosher animal, and it's holding by Gesisa. It's going to die. So he should call the sheikh that he should shecht it right away. If he's going to die, he's going to have to sell it as nevela meat. This goes for much less. You're going to get a sheikh and shecht it to sell it as blood kosher and make much more money. You get more because you're shechting properly. So everybody ready, finished eating. It's already the afternoon al yontav. Everybody's stuffed. They already had dessert. No one wants to have any more flesh. So what is he going to shecht the beim on yontav for late in the afternoon, a half an hour before shkia? Who's going to eat the flesh? You're not allowed to. So do you say maybe you should argue out the case like this? Since theoretically we're all stuffed, but there are other Jews who can come. Not everybody's stuffed. If we would open the doors to our home, we would say kol dichan yeter v'echo. Well, we have already got customers to eat a little bit of flesh. You're allowed to shecht the whole animal, even though you only want to eat one piece of flesh. Well, already get one customer to eat one piece of flesh already. But I don't have in mind to give it to anybody. So is that enough to say that on the level of the rice it's mutter because of hoyel? And although they made an issur de rabbanan that you're not allowed to rely on hoyel, but b'shas atchak v'makom hefsid meruga, we lift that issur de rabbanan. But he's saying, no, there's no such din as hoyel, it's an issur de raisa, and there's no room to negotiate. You can't be mekel b'shas atchak. So that's the machlok is there himself. So they quote this mishnah, behema misukenes, in the middle of yontav, late in the day, he realizes that the animal is going to die unless he shechts it first. He can't wait till after Abdullah. He has to shecht it on Yontif. So it says, it's permissible under certain conditions. Lo yishchak, you're not allowed to shecht it today on Yontif. Elim kain, unless yesheris bayom, there's enough time left in the day before shkia. Lechol imenu kazayis tzli. There has to be enough time to theoretically eat a little bit of flesh. But it sounds like just if there's enough time to eat flesh, even if you don't plan to eat the flesh. It's also mutas, the sam beferis that we hold from the din of hoyel. Sounds like the Mishnah is endorsing the Shita of Rabbi. So the Gemara himself asked that. So the Gemara says, no, Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda interprets the Mishnah, there's Sheyus Bayam Lechol Kazayis Tzli, and we tell the guy, look here, everybody, if you want to save the animal, if you want to save the value, you have to force yourself to eat a Kazayis of flesh. If you won't eat the Kazayis, there's no Heter. It'll turn out that you did a Malach on Yonder without a Heter. So that's the Machlegis Rabbi Rav Chisda. How do you translate the word? If there's enough time in the day, shein mutter, even though you're not going to eat it at all, because theoretically the case sets itself up as echon nefesh, and the Easter not to rely on that hoyel is only the rabbanon and the mokum hefsed merubu l'nekel. Or no, the Easter not to rely, the din not to rely on hoyel is a real din that rises according to Rav Chisda. It means he is going to eat. So that's the machlokes how to read the Mishnah. But it's interesting, the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, they both say kizayis. Rabbi Akiva says it takes time to broil the flesh. So the Tanakhama says you have to have enough time to shecht the animal. He's going to shecht it. Let's say it's only 3 minutes before the shkia. He's going to shecht it. He will not have an opportunity to eat it. So then he says there's no heter. You have to have enough time. It has to be an hour before the shkia. Enough time to shecht the animal and to take a piece of flesh off and to rinse it off and to broil it. Lechmen a kazayis tzli. Why do you have to have a kazayis? Two chidushim, has to be kezayis and has to be tzli. What do you have to have kezayis? What if it's less than a kezayis? Oh. So that's what the Achrayim point out, that since the Chumash uses the expression Acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh u'lubav yozlochem yeyochel, it's not achila b'kezayis, but you have to have a shear. Let's say a person is going to cook a cup of tea on Yontif. It's mutar, echol nefesh and mutar. What is going to cook less than a revius, let's say? All he wants is to drink a half a revius of tea. Or he's going to cook a piece of potato tea, less than a kezayis. Older people don't eat as much as younger people. They must be very young. Older people hardly eat any food. So let the person on Yontif wants to cook a less than a kashir. Want to cook. So from the Mishnah, they point out, from the Mishnah would appear that that's not permissible. You're only permitted to cook a tebeka Yontif and a chilat chusim a kezayis. So you have to have a kezayis. And then now there's a machlek, there's Rabbi Kiva and then Tanakame, what if you're going to eat this kezayis shalok yederach achilasa? So the Tanakame says to eat raw flesh, that's not normal. To eat raw chicken sometimes, the Gemara says, b'umtza, to eat b'umtza, that's sometimes normal because chicken is soft. But the hema flesh is very hard. So who eats raw flesh, that's achilas shalok yederach. So Rabbi Kiva says, it's only, you only have a heter echol nefesh if there's enough time to either theoretically actually do it, machlokes Rabbi Rachizda, to shecht the animal and to take a kazayis, not less, and to be tzoylit and then to eat it tzli. But to eat it raw, that's called shalok adarach achilas, then you had no heter to do the shechit in the first place. because the shechita is a malacha and the heter is erech on nefesh, and that's not called achila. Achila has to be kederach achila. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees and he says, no, afilu kedai is chai. Even if there's only enough time, there isn't enough time to broil it. There's only enough time to shech the animal, tiri kedai is ruah, which is shlok derech achilosai, is also good. The halacha shlok kederach achilosai is lav shmei achila, that's only if you're eating trefus, if you eat chazah, if you eat nevela. So then shlok kederach achilosai is only an isa derabonim. Or let's say in bim kaima mitzvah, a person eats matzah, he eats morer. A mitzvah of achila, he'll eat karbonis, he'll eat it shlok kederach achilosai. If each look at the achilosa to be mekayim a mitzvah, aver avera, it doesn't count. But here, it's not a mitzvah, it's not an avera. The Chumash says heter eichel nefesh. So we, even over here, heter eichel nefesh, we say en achilat chus mekazais, even though it's nishken mitzvah, nishken avera. We're talking about the phrase achilat derushus. It's really achilat derushus. So we still say en achilat chus mekazais, but do you say en achilat shlok derach achilosa? Shlok derach achilosa, lav shma achilat. Do you say that or not? So that's the machlokes, Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Then the Mishnah concludes, Shchata Basar, what if he shechts the animal in the field, and he wants to bring it, if he shechts it in his backyard, is an easy start. What if he shechts it in the field, how is he going to get it from the farm into the house where he wants to eat it? So the easy way would be, you take a wheelbarrow, and you put the whole animal in, and you roll the whole thing, or you take a boat, you take a pole, and you put the whole animal on the pole, you make a whole public production, you have four people, or eight people carry poles, like the Meraglim when they brought back all these heavy payers. But the Mishnah says, no, that's over the Dechol. Though you're the animal motor, the motor, you're not allowed to bring it with big poles to make a big production, you have to carry it with your hands a little at a time, so there shouldn't be a violation of over the Dechol. Here the Gemara is going to have a this is a famous sugya, the next Gemara, it's really a chunk from Chulin. The Gemara is going to discuss, it would appear from the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is chiseling down the time. Time comes, you've got to have an hour before Shkia, so you have enough time to shech the animals, to take a kazayas and to broil it, and then to eat it. You have to broil it, takes time, and to eat it takes a little. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says he can take by the neck. That's what it sounds like. In base to be chosa, sounds like it means from the neck. Right. And he says he can eat a drua. How can you eat a drua? It's full of blood. What about the isadam? What happened to the isadam? No. So the Rishayim say that it's dam evarim shalot pirish, is mutter. That's a taisus in Chulin, has that in the first parish. That's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Dam is only also dam shepirish. If it's dam in the heart, let's say a person takes the heart, and the heart has ventricles, whatever. So that's dam sitting there. But it was dam in an artery also. That dam is sitting in an artery. But it's dam in the, what do you call the capillary? Dam in the capillary is a tiny little streams of dam. So that, we pass, and it depends. If you have dam ivarm shalot pirish, it's in the capillaries and it didn't leave, so I call it moil. I call it the juice of the meat. Mem vav hei lamed is juice. So it's moil abosa. But if I take a piece of flesh and I squeeze out the blood, so then it's no longer called moil. Then it's called dam. Dam ivarm shalot pirish is mutter, it's called moil abosa. And even, it's a chiddush, even in liver. Even in liver. The Sridi Yesh has an interesting shuvah. Let's say a person wants to eat raw liver. So one could argue the point and say that Taisus and Kulin has an expression that Kovet is Kula Dam. Rabbi Natan has Azavot, that Kovet is Kula Dam, the whole thing is Dam. So there's room to argue the point and say, what do you mean Dam Ivarm Shalot Pirish is Moil Abasa? Maybe you can't consider Moil Abasa if the Kovet is Kula Dam. So the Sridi Yesh says, no, it's not true, it's not correct. Even in Kovet, even a liver, if you want to eat the liver raw, there's no problem. The only time you have to salt the flesh is if you want to cook it. Because when you're going to cook it, so the dam is going to go out and it's going to go back in. Because the cooking is going to be mevavel, take it out and take it back in. It's going to become dam shepirish. But then it's going to be a nisa. But then once you're going to cook it, it's only going to be a nisa derabonin anyway. Because dam shebishloi is a machlekes in the Gemara in Chulin. And most of the, in the Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskin. Mechaber, it's unclear how the moron ha mechaber paskin. For the Sephardim, it's an asik. But the Mechaber Paskins, that is the Raisa de Rabbana. But there are more Paskins for Ashkenazim, the Dam Shebishla is only the Rabbana. We have a lot of coolers based on that. Here the Gemara is going to have a discussion about this. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva says you take a raw piece of meat from the neck, the base to the chasa, from the spot. Base means from the location where you shechted the animal. That's what it means. You shecht the animal and you rip off a piece of flesh and you eat it raw just like this. It takes very little time. He's chiseling down on the time of the Tanakhama. So he holds you don't even have to cut the animal up to check for any traces. You shecht an animal just like that. You can follow the...
Don't
you gotta rinse it off. Yeah, there's gonna be dam. You gotta rinse it off, but you don't have to salt it. Yeah. So the Gemara has two pshatim on the Mishnah. Beis tivichasa means the neck. You just rinse it off to remove the dam bien, but you don't have to salt it. Or should I say, and you don't have to check for treifas? Or maybe I should say no. Maybe you do have to check for treifas. Maybe lachatchila you have to check for treifas to make sure it's not a treifa. And maybe beis tivichasa means from the belly, where the stomach grinds up all the food, where the enzymes are working on the food. So the Gemara is going to talk about that machlokes. Okay, so maybe we'll discuss that next week. In recent years, after Hakamas HaMedina, there were a group of people in Eretz Yisrael who felt that the whole period of Jewish history in Golus was an accident of history, and it's never a tragic period. There were pogroms and Shoah, terrible, they were killing all along. And even though there was a lot of Torah that was learned and a lot of wonderful things, we should try to put all this into the past and we should forget about it. And all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the whole Talmud Bavli was composed in Chutz Lorz. And all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba lived in Tzfas and Eretz Yisrael, but the Ramah was in Poland. And all the Mefarshim, the Taz and the Shach and the Magen Avraham and everybody, Machna Shekel, they all lived in Europe. We should get rid of all of this and we should write everything anew. We should try to forget all the Torah that was developed in Chutz Lorz. We should emphasize more Yerushalmi. From a Yidin, they came with such an Einfach. We should emphasize more Yerushalmi and try to get rid of the Shulchan Aruch. As if all of the Golos was an accident of history, a black part of history. So I saw there's an interesting comment in the Sfasemis. Satan has a collection of drushes that he gave over 30 years, Gvera Rebbe for 30 years, over 30 years I think, Gvera Rebbe. So he has on today's Sedra, when Yaakov Avinu was about to leave Eretz Canaan, to go to Eretz Mitzrayim, he was afraid, so he was bringing Karbonis, everything should go okay. The Baruch Shalom said, don't be afraid. Anochi Yeridinu from Mitzrayim, Anochi Alcha Gamolo, Yosef Yoshis Yadu Alaynecha, don't zorg zech, I'll take care of everything. So he has an interesting comment that he has in several of the drushes. Every third or fourth year, he repeated the same idea with slight shinui. So he has a concept that the word Anochi he thinks is reminiscent of Anochi Hashem Alakecha. The word Anochi represents Torah. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, when the Rabban Shalom gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he said Anochi, and Anochi is the Rosh Yitavis, Ano Napshik Sobis Yehovis. Aleph Nun, Kof Yud. The Gemara in Shabbos, Abkufa Gimel or something. By a case of the Shabbos, a person writes Aleph Beis, and the Gemara says the children were darshaning the whole Aleph Beis, and they were darshaning Rosh Tevis, Anochi, and the Dardiki, the children said, Anochi is a Rosh Tevis. The Rebbe Shlomo is speaking, Ano, Napshi, Ksovis, Yehovis. I wrote down a description of Elokus, and I gave it to the Bnei Yisrael, and it's a description of me. Ano, Napshi, my essence, Ksovis. I wrote it down in Yehovis, I gave it to them, and now they know all the secrets of the Rebbe Shlomo. So the Sasemis writes as if Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. Anochi represents Torah. So he says there are certain aspects of Torah that can only be developed in Chutz Lorz. This is all part of the divine plan. And he quotes from the Zohar an expression that Torah has Chalokim that are Stumin and Chalokim that are Gluyim. So he says the Chalokim that are Stumin refers to many different things. Kabbalah, since we're Torah, but also refers to things that have to be developed in shady circumstances, in the finstinish of the Golus, and the things that are gluyim are developed in Eretz Yisrael the way things are supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael with Hashoras Hashchina when everything is marvelous. So it's not a good idea to look on the years of the Golus as if it's just an accident of history. It wasn't an accident. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted it to be like that. He wanted a big chunk of the Torah to be developed in Chutz Lorz. The Rav used to hold these drushes in a different sense of that. He used to speak in the published drushes that he gave for the Mizrahi, in the Fear Drushes. So he used to speak about Avraham Ho'ivri. What is he called? Avraham Ho'ivri? So the Medrash has different interpretations. So one is that he came Me'ever HaNohar. What's the significance that he came? He ate on the heart. Yeah. So he used to say, sometimes he used to have different suggestions. So he used to say, the Eden came to America, the Eden went from Europe to Eretz Israel, but they shouldn't throw away the Eivor HaNochah, they shouldn't throw away what they got in Europe. We have a lot of riches from Europe. Just because the Zionists came to Eretz Israel, they threw everything away. Everything went from Eivor HaNochah, on the other side of the ocean. Eretz Israel is not the other side of the ocean, the other side of the Mediterranean, whatever. So he said, you shouldn't throw away. You have to, just like Avraham Avinu retained all the Gila Shechina that he got in Chutz Loretz, he retained all of those wonderful concepts when he went there itself. So we have to retain everything from the government. This is part of the Rabbanu Shalom's plan.